Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the mic preacher to my Chris Cluey.
That's not nice. That's and the sad thing is you're taking advantage of the fact that I probably wouldn't have read that story.
I know. Had I not sent it to you.
No, I...
Yes, I did. Wow, that's very big of you.
Okay, of the people at this table, who has personally spoken with Chris Cluey?
You have.
Twice.
Yeah.
So...
Could you say he's a close personal friend of yours?
No. I've never actually met him in the real world, so I can't really...
Just in the podcasting.
Just in the
world.
Podcast, over Twitter and email. But I do have his personal email, so I think that says something.
Guest for 300 show?
Again, not doing anything. But you see, he's not here anymore.
Because he lives in California. If he needs us
Yeah,
to,
you're welcome to fund that. That's fine.
Anyway, we're the Well-Fed Guide to Life. It is a very special episode of Blossom this week. It's an after-school special. We are coming to...
No, there's no school today, so...
That's true.
Can you have an after-school special if there's no school today?
Stealing my thunder.
It's very, very zen, though, if you think about it, which makes sense given where we are.
Uh-huh. We're at the Eat Street Buddha.
It's just called Buddha. I found out. They had the Eat Street in the sign, but apparently
Buddha,
it's just called Buddha.
Buddha Kitchen and Lounge. Even though everything that I've seen actually says Eat Street.
I know, but the guy introduced it as Buddha, so I'm going to go with it.
But we are in the former Asia space. We're in the former anemone space.
That's right, that was here before.
And I think that there was another space, something was here.
Yeah.
Before that as well. It's basically, this place has been in development hell for the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to see this place is getting off its feet. We are pretty much the only people in here.
It could also be because it's negative a billion out.
It's not so bad for Hoth.
There's not enough snow for Hoth.
No.
That's the thing.
Ask and ye shall receive.
No, I don't want snow.
But is our... was the first show of 2014.
It is, actually, yes.
And because of that, we are marking the... I believe it's the 57th annual Well-Fed Guide Awards this week, where we kind of look back and do a best of the best places we visited this year. And kind of recap our last year, much like every other TV show. And
but the thing that we do different, and I think I say this in our favor,
mm-hmm.
a lot of those best ofs, year-end shows, they happen late December.
No, we do.
Before the year is over. No, we give the year its full time to bloom. You know, like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine. We let it age until it's done. And then we deal with
yes.
it.
Yes. Because something could still happen.
Something could still happen. We had a fantastic final episode of 2013 at Mill City Kitchen.
No, we didn't.
Wasn't that not the last episode?
No, we were at Freehouse last week.
We were at Freehouse last week. I'm pretending that the Mill City Kitchen was our mm-hmm. last episode.
We went to Maya Cuisine between that and the Mill.
No, Maya was before Mill City. I'll look it up on the list, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I'm right. It doesn't matter. That's the past. We're in the now. Except we're going to look at the past for the rest of the show.
Right.
And
what happened to them?
And your salad came with licorice, which I like.
Go for it.
No, is that actually licorice? Like, what
no.
is it? Is it a noodle?
I think it's a radish.
Yeah, it tastes like a radish.
Almost like a spun turnip.
Yeah, something like that. Some sort of root vegetable.
Yeah, it's not necessary on the salad. I got a octopus salad. But it's got green onion, the aforementioned mystery radish, and Chinese long bean. Very lightly marinated. And when I mean very lightly marinated, I mean I taste octopus more than anything else. You're welcome.
Is that
to try
a good
some.
Thing or not?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Great. It's great.
Yeah, I'll try some.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Yeah. So the idea with this place, I guess, similar to Asia before it, and if you're unfamiliar with where Asia was, because Asia's been closed for 2 years, I want to say at least.
Yeah.
We're right across the street from Bad Waitress and Black Forest Inn. We're at kind of what I consider the center of Eat Street.
Crossroads.
The hub.
Street.
The hub. The crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the actual roads are. I know that's 26th
and Nicollet.
Nicollet. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But much like Asia, this place is all about the fusion of the various Asian cuisines. They have a sushi menu, but they also have a stir fry menu. They do quite a bit of small plates.
Almost like a little bit of a pseudo izakaya menu.
A little bit, yeah. It does come with, on the small plates menu, they came with a recommendation for the cranberry wontons.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm seeing more and more that pairing of cranberry and cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure why. It's a good combination, and that could be just it. I don't know if there's more to it than
doesn't
that.
Doesn't it seem like it's a very Minnesotan thing to do?
Probably. And that.
But you'd never see it anywhere else but here?
No. Except for Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, I give you.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, but they just learned how to eat with forks in Wisconsin.
We love our Wisconsin listeners. It saves my mouth full. But these ones, it's a wonton with, as I mentioned, the cranberries and cream cheese. Also a little bit of scallion in there as well. They are outstanding.
I dug the dipping sauce.
The dipping sauce is kind of they're calling it like a sweet Thai sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of heat to it, but not much.
More sweet than heat.
More sweet than heat, yep. Speaking of more sweet, I also got a drink. I got a cocktail.
Fancy little lady that you are.
I was initially, given it's so cold, I was initially going to pass on a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be like, you know, I'm not a fan. But I saw something on the menu. Anyone that listens to this show knows that we are a big fan of the Brazilian answer to the margarita, which is the caipirinha.
I'm going to go ahead and say it might be the drink du jour for us. Like, I see it on the menu, and I gravitate.
I don't know if du jour is the right term there, but I know what you're getting at. I just feel the need to correct you whenever possible. But what they do here, in addition to a traditional one, which is a very simple drink. It's basically, and I always screw up how to pronounce it, but it's a Mexican liquor, similar to a tequila.
Cachaça?
Is it cachaça?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of... Portuguese is good with the squiggles over and under the letters, and I don't know.
Could be worse. They could throw in an umlaut for you.
Yeah, an umlaut or a backwards E or something like that. And lime. That's pretty much the basics of it. Maybe a little sugar mixed in with this. What the watermelon one is, it's pretty much the same thing. They added a little bit of watermelon flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's just some sort of crushed watermelon. I doubt it's like a flavoring or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a little turbinado sugar to sweeten it up just a little bit more. It's very good. If this was June, I would just sit and just have this and just sit out on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very refreshing drink. And I think it works really well with the wontons too,
because
it's very light and it's not as tart as a caipirinha typically is, or a margarita. It's much smoother, much just generally sweeter. But I'm liking it.
The thing that concerns me about this place is that you have Ice House right next door, and you have Eat Street Social right next door as well. It's the two neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It's two places that are could not be more known. They're actually probably more known for their drinks than they are there.
Yeah. Well, East Street Social was just named like one of the best cocktail places in the country.
How does it stack up? Because we've drank at both places now. Now, granted, it's been over a year since we were at Ice House.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I don't know what else to say other than just I like it. You know, it's just it's always going to be hard to compare when you're dealing with somebody with a place that focuses so heavily on something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think this and some of the other things on the cocktail list, they do a good job of at least attempting to differentiate themselves. Like a lot of like Ice House and Eat Street, they're much more into what you'd consider like traditional white people cocktails, you know, whiskeys and things like that, and bitters and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And that's good. I'm glad that's doing that because so much of the cocktail mainstream is much more about
integrating those flavors.
Well, integrating, but also just doing more Latin, doing more tropical kind of stuff.
Thank you.
So I think that's a good place for places like Ice House to go to. But at the same time, I think this, I don't think, where am I going with this? I don't think it's a comparison. I don't think it's a competition so much. I think they're doing different things.
Okay.
But I'm welcome for the two bartenders of all three bartenders in those places to come to my house and seek to win my affections.
Bye for your affections. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That looks pretty.
It is pretty. They're definitely winning points on presentation.
Yeah. But we have another sighting of the weird strands of vegetables.
Of the red vines.
The red vines. They're crazy delicious. I don't know if you knew that.
They're good. Are you talking red vines?
Yes.
Wow. I'm not a red vine fan myself.
You didn't get
what didn't I get?
The reference.
Well, explain it to me then.
The Saturday Night Live skit, Chronicles of Narnia.
I have not watched Saturday Night Live since the fat guy from Tommy Boy.
Chris Farley?
Yeah, since he was alive.
Wow.
So.
I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Never mind. Then, not important.
Sorry.
All right. I'm gonna have to look up what I actually got. I really don't remember.
I don't remember either. Probably get a menu here.
Yeah. Okay. Yours was like Mongolian something.
Mine was the basically Mongolian beef stir fry, the Mongolian sirloin. And it is pretty much what you'd expect. It's a sirloin. You got snow peas. You got baby carrots. You've got some sort of. Oh, these are the fingerling potatoes. This is basically like Asian meat and potatoes.
You almost got like French fries on top of your stir fry.
Well, yeah, it's kind of what they are.
Yeah.
Very lightly cooked, but very well seasoned and salted.
From the wok. Here we go. You want me to just read it off?
Sure.
You got the Mongolian beef tenderloin, snap peas, water chestnuts, bamboo shoots, crispy fingerling potatoes, shiitake mushrooms, green onion with a hoisin glaze.
Yes. That glaze is outstanding.
Really?
Granted, I would...
You love glaze.
You could put... Well, I love glaze, but you could put... Thank you. You could put hoisin on a shoe and I'd probably eat it, so that's... So I'm a little biased.
Cut you open, you're going to find... No,
it'll be mostly brown gravy, but...
So I got the good karma roll, which is interesting because it does not have any rice.
What the hell is
no
in
rice.
There? What is that?
It's crab, spicy tuna, cucumber, and it's wrapped in soy paper, and then it's topped with four different types of fish. I believe it got mackerel and tuna and salmon. And looks like maybe yellowtail. on top two.
I think those are good guesses.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
But very brief.
You know what? I have a fork. I don't care. Welcome. This hoisin is outstanding. Yeah. There's a little heat to it.
Right there. Oh my.
Yeah, that is damn good.
That, you know, I'm one of those people when there's sushi on the menu, I kind of gravitate towards that.
Yeah.
And stray away from any wok specialties.
Mm-hmm.
That sauce is probably good enough that I might venture back onto that side next time I come here.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the fingerling potatoes, I think, is the real kind of combo breaker there. Because other than that, it's pretty standard beef stir fry kind of mix. You know, snow peas, baby carrots, mushrooms, things like that. There's also a little bit of jalapeno on it, which explains why my nose is running now.
I see that now. They didn't say that in the description.
No, they didn't. I mean, it's good. It's good, but just I was not exactly expecting it. Yeah. But those fingerling potatoes just add just an interesting little dimension to it that I'm not expecting.
Especially in Asian cooking.
Exactly. You don't see potatoes in Asian cooking, like straight potatoes. You might see sweet potatoes,
but thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my first. That's my only good crack for the rest of the year. That's all I got. I'm done.
I was thinking more like yams and things like that.
Gotcha.
Not Idaho russets. Man potatoes. Mm. So you've had your first roll. How do you feel about it?
It's proteiny goodness, actually.
There's a lot of protein in there.
That's all is protein, because the soy is protein, too.
Yeah. That's crab.
So the snow crab.
Oh my god.
Acts as the...
You're going to want to go bench press a car
I pretty much have to.
Yeah.
Actually, I did that yesterday.
Like literally, or?
There were car tires involved.
Oh, good.
During my workout. Just leave it at that.
You got to quit working out of the junkyard.
I do. Well, Lenny gives me a good price. Mm. It's an interesting dimension because there's no rice in there, but you don't miss it because there's the crab.
Mm-hmm.
The crab is flaked, so it's actually not like it's actually real crab as opposed to the imitation.
Crab with a K.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you the impression that you actually have some rice in your mouth, and you don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the one thing I was worried about when I saw it on the menu. Is like part of it is having that. The balance,
and there's a binding kind of thing.
Correct.
You know, just because of the sticky rice.
Yep. And I don't feel like I miss it.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
It's also a really interesting way to raise the price of sushi by replacing the rice with the crab.
Right. It's true.
I'm not saying that like that was their intent or anything. But I'm just, you know, I'm being my cynical self.
Well. That's what they've come to expect from you.
Mm-hmm. Shall we begin?
We should.
All right. So this is some of our favorite stuff from 2013. This is places we've been to. So some of these places are old. Some of these places are new. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've got our newcomer award coming up.
Yep.
Is it the first year we've done a newcomer? No, I think
we've done it. I think we've done it every year.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't listen to this show. So...
Too good to listen to this.
I am. I am far too good.
You're better than this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We'll start with breakfast, shall we?
Yes.
It is the most important meal of the day.
Should.
Thank you for just letting that float by, like a lead
like you've
balloon.
Never left me hanging before.
No,
you're,
never.
You're.
I'm an
Johnny on the spot.
I'm an ideal co-host.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And this is another one where. We might have to give it a tie. This was a good year for breakfast.
Yes. And the arguably the best breakfast I had, we haven't had on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'll leave it as a teaser, and that the best breakfast we will have in 2014 is going to be at Butter Tin.
That's right.
So I'm just going to leave that out there. I'm just going to...
Yeah, I don't know when the next breakfast show we're going to do, though, is. Granted, with a little planning, we could do it any week.
Right. That just seems like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. But this year's best breakfast is not going to go to Butterton, because we haven't been there officially.
No.
But it will go to, like I said, it's a tie.
Yep.
It's a rare tie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give it to both the French Hen.
Yep.
As well as
Wiseacre Eatery.
Now, and this was very much city versus suburbs. Although I always think Wiseacre's in the suburbs.
So South Minneapolis is kind of like this weird suburb, even though they're
technically Minneapolis. Yeah. It's kind of like how my friend who lives in Columbia Heights, but his address still says Minneapolis.
He's really proud of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if proud, it's more of he's grasping at straws.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about first? We're talking about Wiseacre, because that's what we've already started.
Yeah, Wiseacre. Now, Wiseacre, if you remember, was the breakfast pasta.
Breakfast pasta.
Which
right.
needs to be on every menu. And I went to Wiseacre a couple months after that, and they didn't have it on the menu. And I'm not going
to
lie.
I didn't hear about how they had burned down because of a disgruntled diner. So
I just left hate-filled messages on the window. That's all.
But in
the garage door.
In urine, though.
And eggs.
And eggs.
Yep. Tasteful. You know, I'm not a monster.
No, that's true.
But they had the breakfast pasta that was... had scrambled eggs mixed into the sauce. So it made it like this carbonara, rich, gooey, but had more scrambled egginess to it. I'm actually getting like... sexually excited just talking about this.
Because you don't eat eggs anymore.
Well, I eat eggs all the time. I can digest eggs. Mm. Now, that's the difference. Like, you couldn't digest eggs at that point. But it was a fantastic dish. It was a weekly special. It's a take-up on a dish from a restaurant out in Los Angeles. The dish is called Pasta Mama, and I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the restaurant that actually does a breakfast pasta like that, very much in the similar vein. The biggest difference being that one is basically just straight eggs and cream and cheese, whereas this one had a bunch of fresh vegetables in it, had some asparagus, it was still springtime, so it had all it had garlic ramps in there too. It was just awesome. Definitely one of the highlight dishes for me this year, so that's why that got that my vote.
I was a big fan of Wiseacre. I've been there once or twice since then. It's the kind of Wiseacre to me is the kind of place that I expect to see, because we've talked about this before, that I have a subscription to Bon Appetit magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That I bought under slight duress. And they'll like...
Wait, hold on a second. Olivia's magazine sales?
It was a niece. It wasn't my sister.
All right.
It was a niece.
Good guess, though.
But it was a magazine sale. So that was what it was. anyway, well, they'll like interview chefs.
Yeah.
And you know, talk about, what do you make at home and things like that. And Wiseacre Eatery strikes me as a place... Now, here's a good... tortured, well-fed, approved metaphor. Remember the movie Weird Science?
I've never seen Weird Science.
Never seen Weird Science?
Right. You've never seen The Godfather.
What's wrong with you?
You've never seen The Godfather.
And I think they're equal sins.
No.
Anthony Michael Hall, when he was funny, and not kind of a roided out weirdo.
Okay.
Anyway, Bill Paxton.
Or was it Pullman?
No, it was Paxton. Kelly LeBrock when she was attractive before Steven Seagal ruined that. in Weird Science, they create Kelly LeBrock using magazine pictures. They through some really bad tech, they scan in these magazine images and the computer simulates people.
Isn't it?
There's a modem, and in one of those old modems where you had to take the phone off the hook and put it onto the modem.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that was old school.
I was making that up I've never actually.
You need to see this movie.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's a fine movie.
Okay.
I would rank it in the top three of the John Hughes era.
Anyway.
Weisiger is that kind of place where it feels like it was created from the magazine clippings of Bon Appetit magazine.
You
know what I mean?
Yes, that's an excellent metaphor. I mean, not metaphor, but a good comparison.
Analogy.
Yeah. The dishes that they put out are very, very pretty. Not only to the senses.
That was a fail.
But also
I made a mess.
Just on the plate. For what they're putting out was just impressive. Mm. And it's a very small space.
It
in
is.
The wintertime, I should say. Because they have the expanded deck outdoors. You giving up?
No, I'm giving up on this plate.
Good call.
You don't do the Asian thing where you do like the big platter of food and then the big bowl of rice,
right?
And then give you a 3-inch plate to mix the two on,
right?
So I've given up now. I'm moving on to the platter. So because that's how I roll.
I'm surprised you didn't actually go vice versa and do it.
No, there's not enough room in the bowl.
Can I ask for your water glass and I'll freshen it up?
Thank you.
How'd you like the good carnival?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Take this out of the way?
Yes, please.
Eat your fork?
I do, thank you. Moving on from Weisiger, equally good and equally impressive was the French Hen. Right across from one of our favorite places, Cheeky Monkey.
Yep.
And it has just a transcendent dish. If I had to pick any one dish that really stuck out to me this year, it was that I don't even know what you call it. I forget what they called it, but it was.
It was
like a deconstructed
a poutine.
It was a poutine. Yeah, it was a deconstructed poutine.
Yeah. But it was like this hash brownie.
Hash browns and sausage gravy.
Oh, God. Spicy sausage gravy.
Spicy sausage gravy.
Jeez.
I mean, and it not only was it just... That was upscale diner food. And I say that in
the best sense of the word.
The most positive way.
Yep.
Because there's nothing healthy about
good.
That. There's no saving grace for that beyond just the flavor.
It was perfection. On a plate is really what it was.
It was.
It was everything you wanted a breakfast dish to be. Had it actually had like a fried egg on top of that?
I think there was.
No, there wasn't. Because then I would have been like, oh, this is the best thing I've eaten all year. That was the only thing I thought it was missing. But by itself, it was just utter, ridiculously good, smothered and covered goodness, that gravy. The gravy just dipped in bread was good.
Yeah, I mean...
I could have gotten a cup of the gravy and a piece of toast and just been happy as a clam and just chugged the rest of the gravy.
I'm eating a steak right now, sir.
That's all
right. It's a little chewy. Mm. I mean, I still dream about that gravy just because it's like... It's so such a simple idea.
And it's so beautifully executed.
It's beautifully executed. It is, you know, if we were more popular, I would think they made it for us.
If there ever was a dish that was constructed for this show,
yeah,
it was that.
Because I'm a big hash browns man, mm-hmm. Which I think is another reason why I dig the fingerling potatoes on this, because they're fried in such a way where they're kind of that half, they're prepared in such a way where they're kind of half between French fry and hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was just
transcendent.
Amazing. It was, and then the drink that we had, the blood orange.
Yeah,
blood orange mimosa. They also just blood orange juice.
Yeah,
but that was awesome as well.
Yep.
It was just perfect. It was the perfect breakfast.
And I've
been out for breakfast a lot this year.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
great.
But great. Yeah, I'm not complaining.
I'm sorry.
The
other thing I have to say about that place is that it had such a great, open, airy space.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very warm and inviting, and it was exactly what you wanted from a breakfast spot. Mm-hmm. I just can't say enough good things about that. Those two places. So those are our best breakfasts of 2014. 2013, sorry.
We have to move along here because we're already a half hour into the show. We're finna one thing. One of my favorite places this year, and I know you enjoyed it, but I know I've been there a few times since. And the place that we're going to give our 2013 best mandate location is the recently opened Town Hall Lanes.
Yes.
And it has that category because it is, again, that perfect fusion of really good food and something to do.
It's up there in the categories of, like, Chatterbox, where there's the...
But much better.
Yeah, much better, much better.
Yeah, in terms of stuff to do.
Yeah. For the ADHD kid in all of us, it's perfect. There's plenty of TVs to watch sports. There's a freaking bowling alley, and it's not bowling alley food.
Mm.
I almost think, like, to have lanes in their title, even though it's completely appropriate, might give it a misnomer that you're going there to bowl and that's it. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Bryant Lake Bowl. You're not, and even though we haven't gone there yet,
but yep.
Shocking.
It's very loud.
It is very loud. But that being said, you go there for so many other reasons other than that. Most notably, we both had excellent burgers there. Just, it was the year of the burger.
At least for us.
Yeah.
That was, the burgers there. You know, I want this tradition, I want this trend to continue. I don't even know if it's a full trend yet, but we're getting to the point now where, you know, I look places like the now defunct GameWorks or Brunswick Zone.
Yep.
All these places that they're the combination bar and laser tag or something like that. Which reminds me, we still need to do Whirly Ball at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be our New Year's resolution. But I like the idea of really good gourmet food combined with activities.
Yeah, and an activity that anybody can do. Mm-hmm. It's not just this weird limited.
Yeah, and bowling is I think bowling is probably the perfect pairing for good food.
Right.
Because you wouldn't want to do like a good strong burger and a beer and then do laser tag.
Right.
Because there you'd have to hose off the laser tag arena every couple minutes because people would be just vomiting everywhere.
I do sweat a lot when I play laser tag.
It'd be horrible. You know, batting cages. You know, that would just, that's not good.
Actually, I'm all for the batting cages. We're trying to find what we actually had, but they don't post a menu online.
So. No, well, and they change it quite a bit, too.
I know.
But,
do you remember what you had?
Which time? I mean, that's the thing.
The first time where you were nearly in...
I don't remember, to be honest. It's been a while since I've been there, probably since late summer. But I do need to go back.
I did have the Lamburger.
Yes, I've had the Lamburger since then, too. Yeah. That was very good.
Yeah.
It was like two kinds of beef, or no, it was the bacon stuffed burger. That's what it was.
It was a bacon stuffed burger.
Like that was amazing.
Didn't they like a crust on it too, or cheese and
enveloped? It was bacon crusted. That's what it was. It wasn't stuffed. It was crusted, not in but out.
Yeah.
I'm doing hand motions.
Works good for radio.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been there once.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a box?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Would you guys like separate checks?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be
right. My girlfriend actually has been there like three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
Zardotto lives literally across the street.
Oh, okay. So in the liquor store?
Next to the liquor store.
Oh, okay.
This
could be like a ward of the state, except
true.
A ward of the liquor store.
Don't think that's how that works.
Give Republicans power again, you'll be seeing children sold to stores.
Excellent point. That being said, she's eating her way around the menu, and...
At the liquor store or at the...
Both.
Okay.
Raging alcohol.
Well,
I'm actually...
She's dating you, so I would. You need to be.
A beating when I get
you
home,
need
so,
to be. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well.
Yeah. You're just doing everything you can to get me off track.
Yep.
The thing is, we need to... I need to go back there and try something other than a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said salads were fantastic. There's something called the gutter balls on the menu.
Yes, those are great.
Which I have not had. I don't even know what they are.
They're dough covered meatballs.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. like fried dough.
Gotcha.
With meatballs. So.
Gotcha. But definitely, I love the fact that it's so unique to everything
Thank
else
you.
that's around that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that area really needed.
That is true. There's nothing around
there's
at least on that scale.
Yeah, there's Elvento that's right next door.
Yep.
And there's Sandcastle over on Nokomis, but that's only opening half a year. And Buster's on 28th.
Which is good.
But they've been closed for a fire for 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's something that area definitely needed. And to me, that especially right around the airport, and it's not a poor neighborhood because Nokomis isn't, but as you go farther south, closer to the airport, kind of where the edge of where Town Hall Lanes is and South Minneapolis and Nokomis area is, it really needs something like that, a good anchor to kind of revitalize that neighborhood. And I think that
has great potential.
It has great, great potential.
And the other thing, and we'll end on this, the other thing I like about Town Hall Lanes is that, you know, they're part of the Town Hall chain.
Yep.
And I like to see, like, we deal with a lot of local chains around here. You know, Three Squares and Blue Plate Group and Parasol. No, that's the same. Parasol, that's what I meant. Three Squares is part of
Parasol, like, Blue Plate Group.
Those are the big ones. And we always have problems with them. Town Hall is one of those local chains that just gets better every time. And which makes me really excited because I know they're doing the big renovation on Town Hall.
Yeah.
So when that comes back, I really look forward to going to that because that's a place I used to go to all the time when my then girlfriend, now wife, lived in the student housing like two blocks away.
Imagine Republic was open at the time.
Oh my God, I'd be so
Holy
fat.
Holy crap.
I would be so fat and drunk just constantly.
You'd be in worse shape than you are right now.
I would indeed. All right. One more quick thing before we get to some honorable mentions. Best newcomer, which we talked about. And this was a good year for openings, I would say.
I think it was better than the previous year.
Yes.
By far.
Yes. Freehouse notwithstanding.
Were you liking Freehouse now? Because
I'm saying that's the exception.
Right.
In terms of
good
openings.
Yeah,
That's where I was going with that. I could see where you're confused there.
Right.
But you know, we've had a lot of good openings. Smack Shack opened up.
Yep.
Trying to think of all the different places that have opened up. Smack Shack finally opened up. This is really undercutting our point that we can't think of anything.
I know.
Butterton, but we haven't been there.
Son of a bitch.
God, I just have this remembrance that a lot of good places have opened. And granted, some of it is we have things on the list down line that have opened this year, so
Correct.
We don't want to talk about them now.
Correct.
But this place, I think more than a lot of the other places, impressed me just out of the gate and has just exploded. That place being 123 Sushi.
Yes.
Originally started in downtown in the IDS. Now they're up to like four locations, including a Dinky Town location. There's another one in, I want to say like the North Loop or somewhere in the Skyways, there's another one. They're expanding their menu now. I still go there at least twice a month, if not once a week.
Jeez.
I will say this. They never, if I'm going to complain about anything with them, they have not figured out how to get the flow right. There's always a bottleneck because of, you know, they're doing sushi rolls, make your own sushi rolls, and they're doing the hot stuff. They're doing ramen, they're doing buns. I know they're adding some other stuff on that. And there's always a bottleneck because there's either a ton of people want hot stuff or a ton of people want sushi, and the layout is kind of funky. But that's a good problem to have because you're always tripping over people unless you, like me, and have lunch at 10:30 in the morning.
It's always buzz. There's always a buzz.
There's always a buzz. There's always people around.
Yep.
Their stuff is good. They're changing. You can tell they're mixing their stuff up. I used to be a big fan of their Asian barbecue sauce, which was one of the toppings you could have. They've changed the recipe, or at least I think they have, to something quite a bit spicier.
Okay.
So that I might have to readjust some of my choices.
Well, it gives you a chance to explore the menu.
Exactly. But you can tell they're paying attention. Mm-hmm. And to me, what I like about them is that, you know, since I've been going there pretty much since they opened, it's the same core of about six or seven guys.
Yep.
And there's a couple guys that are pretty young. And then when I started, they were pretty much doing the counter. They're doing table wipe downs. They're doing, mm-hmm. you know, minor stuff. Now, a lot of these guys, they're on the sushi line.
Okay.
And that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't like being a sandwich artist where anybody can do it. I mean, if you're making sushi, that there's a skill to that. And they're doing
true.
And these guys, they're I like the fact that it's kind of a teaching restaurant. At least it seems that way.
Yeah.
So I have nothing but good things to say about them. They, you know, again, other than the flow issue, and again, that's just a...
I had one of the better sushi rolls that I've had all year at 123 Sushi. I loved this, the fact that I could make my own roll. The uniqueness of that sold me. And those buns?
Those buns are ridiculous.
Those buns are way better than any fast food has any better business being.
If I'm going to complain...
There's not enough?
Well, there's not enough, but I want to be able to mix and match a little bit.
You want a sample platter, is what
you mean. I think there should be a bun sampler.
You should suggest that, actually.
I have.
You have? Yeah. And fallen on deaf ears?
Well, I typically get there right when they open, and I think some of the people aren't exactly awake yet, so I don't know how much it...
Saying they hit it strong the night before?
They might have. Yeah. You know, sushi chefs have the life. Just saying. But no, I think they need to do that. But
Reeling
no, those buns are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
the whole setup is way better than any fast food in
any Skyway food really
should have any business being. That was really the only well-fed guide to life on the street. Homicide.
CSV.
CSV. SVU. MDSU. STFU.
Are you done?
Probably. But that was the only one from our lunch show that made the list this year.
That is true. There really wasn't... I mean, the trucks were good, but not universally great.
Bloomies went out of business literally the week after we
went. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not hear that, but...
Yeah, they posted a for sale sign on their website for the truck.
Oof. That's rough.
And for good reason. It wasn't all that
great.
Well,
it wasn't great.
All right, so...
Yeah, 123 Sushi, that was outstanding.
Yeah.
And I might go there this week.
Lucky.
That is if I go into work at all this week. It's so cold. I worked from home today, and I basically sat and...
Covered with blankets.
I had a blanket on me, and I had a space heater pointed at me. So, well, my office is in my basement, so it's a little extra cold. All right, before we get to our favorites of the year.
Honorable mentions.
Now, you have a couple on here, and I agree with all of them.
Okay.
You've got Cafe Biagio.
I thought that was such a great hidden gem. It's in such a nondescript part of town, off of that weird dry space between Dinky Town and actual university proper, where you have a string of Asian restaurants as far as the eye can see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this little... I knew you were going to start dancing to the song. I don't know why.
It's
I don't get
it. It's a disco-y song.
Yeah. But it's just this kind of... It's almost like it's out of place, but it has its place there.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't get any more busy than it already is.
Yeah.
But just stay in business long enough to let me enjoy it a couple more times.
Mm-hmm.
The lasagna was probably one of the best lasagnas I've ever had. Really enjoyed the service. Great date place, I thought.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I completely agree.
That's the 1 minute blurb for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot to talk about here. Yeah. The Rabbit Hole, which I'm surprised didn't rank higher.
Here's the thing.
Okay. It was Stephanie. Being with Stephanie just ruined the ambiance for her.
It did. She wrecks everything.
She's just an energy suck. She's just... It's dead.
Here's the thing. The Rabbit Hole was good, mm-hmm. but I've eaten at the left-handed cook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as good as the left-handed cook is yet.
Yes, that's true, because they've officially merged now.
Exactly. It is not as good yet. I fully expect that the next time I eat there, it will blow my doors off.
Yeah.
Now, it was extremely good, but it wasn't, for me, top five.
All right. I think that's fair. What I like about the Rabbit Hole is that I think that's a good location.
Yes.
I think there needs to be a good sit-down place in that area because, you know, the Midtown Global Market, it's kind of up in the air right now, whether it's going to be around.
Yeah.
And anything that brings more money to that area, and just diverse money, is always good. Speaking of diverse money, Daily Diner.
Yes. I think we... I don't want to say that this got my emotional vote.
Okay.
But it kind of did. The fact that they were putting out quality food in a comfortable setting.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, chef-driven stuff. It was good, home-style, stick-to-your-ribs kind of food. But it had a message and a...
It had a good...
A purpose.
A good purpose, you know, and if you didn't listen to that show, Daily Diner, they're part of the Methodist Church?
No.
One of the...
Union Gospel.
Choir. Union Gospel.
I'm Methodist, not...
I could have sworn they're Methodist, but anyway, regardless. And it's similar to Goodwill, where they're taking, you know, homeless people and at-risk people, yep. and they're training, you know, teaching them a skill.
Yep.
And in the meantime, getting them off the street, and in the meantime, putting out amazing food.
Yeah.
And I kind of compare it to imagine going to Goodwill and finding only Armani. I mean, that's really what it is. Yeah. Is you've got this great message behind it, but even if you don't care about that, mm-hmm. if you're of the hobo fight variety of person, it's still amazing food.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's that diner, stick to your ribs. Yeah.
It's not
home cooking.
It doesn't
kind of
pretend
stuff.
To be anything other than what it is. It's a diner,
mm-hmm.
and that is something that this town lacks,
especially that area too, because it's in Frogtown. Yeah,
straight up Frogtown.
So yeah, that is. I'm a big fan. Again, I said this during the show. If it was closer, I'd be there all the time.
Right.
But it's too far of a drive for me.
Right.
And finally, Gardens of Salonica, which I have no excuse not to go to because it's
right near my backyard.
About a mile and a half from my house.
Right. I think I'm going to go ahead and say it was probably the best Greek food we've had on the show.
Mm-hmm. I'd give you that.
We've gone to Christo's. Can't remember anything else right now off the top of my head. But maybe it might kind of roping it into the Mediterranean stuff.
Yeah.
With maybe the exception of Foxy Falafel, even though
I think that's a different vibe. Altogether. Yeah.
To me, I could taste that place had been in business for a while,
mm-hmm.
and not in a bad way. In that these recipes have developed over time. They're using those same pots and pans, and that guy's been in the kitchen a while, or mm-hmm. guy or gal who's ever cooking back there.
They've been there for, you know.
They know how to do this.
Exactly. This. Yeah, and again, it goes, you know, like we were talking with Cafe Biagio. It's a great date place. It's, you know, it's well crafted, but it's not horribly priced.
Right.
Which for that area is a little bit of an oddity because it's weird because that area is kind of a rich neighborhood.
Right.
You know, not a rich neighborhood, but it's just, there's a lot of places around there that are a little higher buck than you'd expect.
I just dropped two bills at Masu over on
Masu, Butcher Block,
Red Stag.
Red Stag.
Gorka Palace.
Well, and even going into the stores, you know, Serdix is right there.
Yeah.
There's a salon. Probably two blocks away from there.
Kramarczyk's. Cheap to the shop.
Yeah. So it's nice to have that kind of low cost but still pretty classy place.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for romantic or anything, it's just a good like lunch place.
It's almost like an oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we haven't been there sooner, but now that we've been there.
It has goofy hours. That's the thing that always tripped us up.
Yep.
So there is that. But again, that kind of fits with the vibe of this is a home, this is a family that runs this place.
Yep.
What I would love to see is 20 years from now, a place like Maya being in that same kind of thing.
Yeah, people have been going there. It's the same cook, mm-hmm. the same chefs.
Yeah, or El Taco Riendo or any of those kind of family-run places.
Yeah.
I don't know why I went to Mexican there, but that's those are the best examples that I can think of.
I love it when you go Mexican on me.
I know. So, before we go into the good, do we have any? Is there any? Do we want to do? Is there anything bad that we? Oh, you're ready. Well,
no,
again,
no. I'm going to bring out the list and just.
You're just going to peruse.
Yeah. Well, Freehouse was bad. It was not good.
I hesitate to say that just because it's so new. I think it still needs to find itself. I think if it figures out what it wants to be, that it will.
Okay.
It'll work out.
Okay, I'll give it
because the
that.
People behind it know what they're doing.
I'll give it that. It needs a lot of help.
It just needs to figure it out.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get all the way down to the bottom.
And hopefully move.
Yeah.
Because again, with a beer night by Smack Shack, that's not helping.
Or Bar La Grassa, or...
Or Bar La Grassa, or any of those places.
Come on. God, how many shows have we done? I'm not even...
This is 283, so...
I'm just now giving the 200s. There we go.
Well, yeah, drive on the phone is terrible.
All right. Rojo Mexican Grill. It's not great.
Yeah, we went there for The Hobbit afterward. And I was reminded that I was not that impressed with that place.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't think either one of us is all that impressed with the Liffey. I think it was.
I like the Liffey. Is that that's the one in St. Paul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like the Liffey.
The one that is at the very bottom of my list is 7th Street Social.
I don't remember what the problem was.
The sashimi was an abomination unto the Lord.
That's right.
The crudo.
That's right. Yeah, the crudo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's see what
but
else.
But that was another thing where it was like, I think they need to kind of figure themselves out.
Yeah. But they need a lot of help.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of us is really a big fan of Cap's Grill.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
It great. Wasn't amazing.
The service was horrible as per usual at Road OSHA. So I never need to go back there now.
Okay.
Now I've gone there with my. My girlfriend, I've gone there with you. I don't ever need to go back there. I've had horrible experiences both times, so...
Well, all right.
There's that.
This has been the year of bad service for you, by the way. And again, I would like to point out my theory that it is you.
That's fine. Let's see. I'm working on it.
I know.
I think that's just about it.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of duds this year,
not
which is
whole
good.
Lot.
Anything we're looking forward to for next year besides the Butter Tin, which
butter
we've already
tin.
Talked about.
Honestly, that Butter Tin Sushi Fix, we will get you out to.
Oh,
Lysetta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would definitely want to do more suburbs.
Yeah. Eat Shop out
yeah,
in the
suburbs. There's a
bunch of
places.
We make you drive out to me.
There's a
That's
bunch of places. There's a bunch of places out in the suburbs. Wayzata, White Bear Lake.
Yeah.
There's another place in Hopkins that somebody was telling me about. There's a couple places in Prairie I want to try.
The goal of next year's fall in St. Paul, I think, should us be eating our way down University.
I'm fine with that.
All right. We just start on one end of University. It's going to be Asian for about 2 months straight. But as long as you're prepared.
I will prepare myself.
But I think getting you out to the suburbs, knocking out a lot of places on University that look a little scurry, but... I think we should definitely give it a whirl. We have to make it to Pig Ate My Pizza.
We do.
The Rookery and Travail.
And Travail, yeah. Like all those Robbinsdale
Tilia,
places.
We need to make it to.
Well, we should get a reservation now.
They don't make reservations at Tilia.
Well.
We tried going there before.
I know.
And it was so busy. It's going to be one of those things where, okay, we're going to go there and we're going to have to stand.
No,
I refuse. We're going to have to bring the...
I refuse to do it.
Yeah.
No. I don't care. It goes with what I was saying. There's no food worth waiting for.
I think we'll have a picnic with France 44.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Summertime, we'll do a picnic by the lake.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else we'll...
Yeah, we got all sorts of things.
We got all sorts of things.
Who knows what the 2014 will bring.
But the definite... The two ones on my list are Buttered Tin, because... Sweet Mother of God, I'm still.
No, you're just doing this because I have.
No, I'm not. I'm not really not.
You're lying, but that's fine.
And Sushi Fix.
Yeah.
Have been the two best places that I've eaten this year, not part of the show.
Mm.
And it is. They're on the must list for us.
Speaking of the must list, should we get to our favorite, the best of 2013?
Yes.
And this is a new frontier for us.
Yes.
Because this is the first time we've ever had a split decision.
Could not.
Because you know, in the past we've had some differences, but we eventually came to an agreement.
Right.
This involved
a fist fight.
This would have been a fist fight if neither of us were so lazy.
Right. It seems like a lot of work to fight you.
Yeah. Well, I don't go down easy.
No.
Unlike your mother. Anyway.
Wow. That's the worst one you've ever had.
That was just
had.
So easy.
That
though,
was the worst.
Much like
one.
Your mother. He can't.
Apologize.
I apologize for nothing.
You should apologize. That was horrible.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I have no regrets.
She thinks of you as a son.
I know.
Then why would you say something like that?
Because I'm a terrible person. I fully admit this.
No apology? Nothing?
No. Your mother would think less of me.
If you actually apologize. That's a good point.
So let's not go down there.
She actually expects worse of
me. She would. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so for our 2013 best of, do you want to give yours first?
I will.
Okay.
And the reason why this turned out to be my best of, or best of 2013, is because I think about it. I think about it a lot. I crave it. I needs it in my body, you know, every couple months or so. It's the place that I've gone.
I really tried not to do a your mom joke there, but I decided not to.
It's
because I'm a good person.
No, you're not. You're a terrible person. I've gone back there multiple times this year, and I can't bring myself to eat anything different on the menu.
So really, this isn't about the restaurant, it's about one particular dish.
Yes, but the one dish does a whole restaurant make, in this case. And what I'm referring to is World Street Kitchen by the folks at Saffron. If you haven't gone there, shame on you. For shame. Because the red curry chicken burrito is an enlightening experience. I think I saw God. That's how good this is. It is the umami flavors of things like fried rice, where you have the fresh vegetables and the rice and the soy and a little bit of hoisin in there too. And then you have this silken wonderfulness of the red curry. And then you've got the hearty protein of the chicken. And then you've got this brightness of the cilantro that's in there too. And then you wrap it up in a tortilla. Oh, Evan. It's so good. I've not had any other burritos this year. Like, I didn't eat a Chipotle burrito this year.
I suppose you got the HIV right now.
Exactly. But that being said, I've had four of these red curry chicken burritos because I can't not. They've got other things on the menu. They've got other things on the menu that I've gone there with people and they've gotten. And they've been fantastic. They've raved about them. I can't do it. I need it in my body.
Stop with that accent. It's
sorry.
Creepy.
I need it in my body all the time.
Even without the accent, it's a little creepy. But
sorry. I've never had a craving for something like that before. And it honestly, Asian food, be it sushi, Vietnamese, Chinese, whatever, is my favorite cuisine. And that's a very broad brush I'm painting with. But when you add that to my second favorite cuisine in Mexican, boom, my mind is blown. And it's the most perfect harmony I can think of. And that is why I've got number one in my spot.
Hello, gentlemen.
Thank you
again for being with us. Enjoy
this
evening.
Now, and I feel like I need to explain myself because this is, like I said, this is a split decision. And
now, don't insult me.
I'm not going to insult you. I'm not going to. I do question.
I did go into quite a dissertation.
I do question the veracity of your choice, given that you've only ever had one thing on there.
I realize that. Tunnel vision is a little.
Yeah,
bit
but you know, most of the places we go to, we only go once, so that's
right.
That's a bit of a mild criticism. But
right.
for me, I wouldn't have even put that on my top five.
And that's okay.
And part of it is just I'm not a big Asian cuisine guy. But also, it's not that I wasn't impressed. It's not that I didn't like what I had. I'm a big fan of the truck as right. well. So it's not like I have anything against it. It was just more, and I said this when we were doing the planning for this, it could be just because it was so long ago. Because we did that pretty much this time last year.
Right.
I don't remember that.
We did the awards last year.
I don't remember anything other than that drink that I got. And the drink was very underwhelming.
Right.
So I guess for me, I couldn't in good conscience give that.
And I understand.
There, which is why we're doing the split.
And you're entitled to your own opinion, however yeah. wrong it may be.
It's not. I'm not putting it on my bad list. It's just right. It's not.
Right. You're not going to tell people not to go there.
No, God no. And it's great. And if
you recommend it to people,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't even think. Although this, you're going to punch me for. I don't even think that Red Curry burrito, because I've had that. I don't think that's even the best burrito they do. So that's just me.
When you say things like that, it hurts me.
I know, and that's part of why
it
I
hurts
say that,
my heart.
But that's okay. Moving along, my pick for the best of 2013, and this was in your top three, so this isn't as split a decision as usual, but was Red Cow. Me, and if we hadn't done 1-2-3 Sushi, Red Cow would be easily my favorite newcomer.
Yeah.
Because that's another place, much like 1-2-3 Sushi, that just kicked the crap out of it right out the gate.
Yeah.
Like, we talk a lot about going to places that are new and, talked about Freehouse already a couple times, where they're new and they're shaky and they don't really know what they are yet and they're just getting their footing. Red Cow has never had that problem.
Fantastic out the gate.
Yeah, it's
utter fantastic.
Yeah, and part of it is because much like Asian is your favorite food, my favorite food is burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I love burgers, and just the things that they're doing with it. Again, I don't want to get to the point that we had a couple years ago where it's everyone's doing the high class, high buck burger.
Right.
The Burger Jones and all of those places.
They're not going absurd.
I don't want to go that route.
Right.
I just think. I think Red Cow is the perfect evolution of that whole trend.
Yep.
Where they're taking high quality ingredients, doing things in different ways, because they've got buffalo, and they do an elk burger there.
Yep. I had the lamb burger
there. I've had a couple times. It's just ridiculous.
Mint jelly should be on everything.
It's true. And I think we were talking about the suburbs earlier, because Red Cow is technically in Edina.
Yeah, 50th and France.
And I think next year, this coming year, 2014, I think that's really going to be the year of the suburb.
Yep.
Because I think we're hitting very close to that saturation point in Minneapolis and even St. Paul to a slightly lesser degree. But there's all these new places coming up, and it's harder and harder to get noticed. It's harder and harder to get space. And you're going to see really high-class places getting out to the first and second-ring suburbs.
Yep.
Like, I would think it would be awesome. I haven't been there in years long enough to make this judgment, but I would love it if a place like Shakopee, where we grew up, got a really high class place.
Right.
I don't know if the city's designed for that, but Chaska or Savage would be.
Stay on that side of the river.
Yeah. I think that would be good. So I really think the suburban wave is going to be this year, and I think Red Cow is a good part of that, because they are opening a second location
in St. Paul. Yeah.
But every time I go there, it's outstanding.
Those buns.
The buns are ridiculous.
I don't get excited about.
You're not
bread.
A bun man.
I'm not a bun.
And
I'm not a bread man.
There's so many other jokes I could go for.
I know, but I'm not. The bread is never. Very rarely the star
and
of the show.
Same
for me.
With me. Same with me.
It's more of the vehicle to get said meat to my mouth.
Yep. To keep your hands clean.
Exactly.
It's an edible napkin.
Yeah. That is perfect.
Yeah. And some of the burgers I've had, they might as well have been edible.
But that bun is pillowy, buttery goodness.
Yes.
And it holds up to anything that they put on there. But without being this crusty, hardened mess, it's just forgiving and complimentary to whatever is on the burger.
And on top of that, they've got a great beer list.
Yep.
They've got a good wine list.
Yep.
Their logo looks like a uterus.
Yep.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Coleslaw was good.
Coleslaw was outstanding. I love the coleslaw.
Did we have the scotch eggs, too?
The scotch eggs. The scotch eggs were good.
Yeah.
They're not the best I've ever had, but, you know, scotch eggs are tricky things.
Scotch egg is a slippery slope.
Especially after the fact.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Ish.
I'm gross. I'm gross. I admit it. But no, Red Cow was easily, that was my first choice.
And much like you, have nothing wrong with my first choice. I really have no, it was complete toss-up at that point. I loved Red Cow just as much as you did. I just had to give the edge to something that was closer to my heart.
Yep.
So
there you go. That is our full thing. We will not do our listener's choice because I want to extend it out a couple weeks just to give a few more people chances to vote.
Okay.
We're in the process of fixing the website right now, and while we were doing that, we broke the comment section, which is how people vote. So, my bad. I apologize.
We could put it on Twitter. Hey, retweet us with your favorite restaurant of 2015.
Yeah, we're going to do a big push here in the next couple weeks. So apologies once again for that.
All right.
Now,
will there be a shoe? Go ahead. We got to review this
one. Yeah, we got to talk about this place. I think we both like what we got.
Yeah, I did.
I think there have been a couple places that like this that we have done where they're the slightly higher scale Asian fusion places. I'm thinking of, what was that really terrible place we went to on Hennepin and Lindale? It was across from the lagoon. It was like the tea house. I don't remember what it was.
Chino Latino?
No, Chino Latino. No, that was terrible, but that's a different.
Oh, no.
It was like a super social pretentious house. Social house. And
This is
what they wanted to be.
Exactly.
I mean, it's high class. The
very similar vibe.
The space is very, very chic.
Yeah.
It's open, and it's bordering on that kind of artsy pretentious, but not overwhelmingly so.
But I think because of where it's located, it's not going to suffer that.
No.
The same fate.
Yeah. Well, Social House just had so many other problems there. And this place jumps ahead of Social House, not only for that, but just for the food.
Right.
Those wontons were outstanding.
Yep.
Our waiter said he could just sit down and eat those. I could do that as well.
Yeah, you did.
I polished off 7 of them. And I'm like, you know, I kind of wouldn't mind another order.
Really?
I could do one right now if I really wanted to. They were outstanding. Very mild cranberry on there.
But I could just
maybe
enough.
I can use maybe a little bit more. But you put scallions and cream cheese on anything, and I'll eat it. In fact, I have my America roll. I've been there to 123 Sushi so many times. I might get this thing named after me. I just call it the America roll because it's the fried pork chop, scallions, cream cheese, with crispy onions. I'm like, you can't get more America than that. And barbecue
sauce?
And the Asian barbecue sauce.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
If it had a gravy dipping sauce, then you'd be a winner.
But now I might have to change that because the barbecue sauce is too spicy for me because I'm weak.
You should ask if they could make you gravy.
Can you just whip up a batch of gravy for me?
It can't be that hard.
Sushi gravy.
I'm intrigued. Not the worst idea.
Yeah, it's not the worst idea ever. But no, I like this place. And we're in this area, we being my wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to come to this area. She loves Bad Waitress. I'm a big fan of it as well. Yeah. I'm still holding on hope that Glam Doll Donuts is gonna be good because I've had
where are they?
They're like a block down now.
Okay.
Block down Nicollet.
Okay.
From where we are, they're so scattershot. It's like sometimes they're just like, this is amazing, and sometimes like, what am I doing to myself? So it's just like they need to figure it out.
My body is so confused right now.
I know. You know, Little Tease is right here. This is I think not only is this a good fit for the area, I think it's a worthy successor of Asia without all the baggage.
Yeah. Or poor mismanagement of money.
Yeah, I did find it amusing that they talked about, when they talk about the wontons, it's like, oh, Asia used to have this, but we're under different management.
Exactly.
Like, he made very clear that Tom Fam has nothing to do with this
exactly.
place.
Exactly. And should never have anything to do with another restaurant ever.
Final thoughts. Before this battery runs out.
I enjoyed it. It might be a little bit before I'm back, only because of the other places that are surrounding it. East Street Social, Ice House are two of my favorite places. Love Little Tees, love Bad Waitress, Christo's. there's a lot of places around here that I might gravitate towards a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying that this is bad, but it is saying that it needs a little bit of refinement. My role is very interesting.
It looked cool.
It looked very...
I like the idea.
Yeah. And I didn't miss the rice.
Yeah.
And I'm very full.
Well, you had... you had an entire Toblerone of protein.
That's basically what I had. I mean,
that thing was a foot long.
I put salmon on the endangered species list. Just me. But it was very good, very interesting, beautiful presentation.
Yes.
The octopus salad could have used a little bit more seasoning.
Just a little acid. That's really what it needed.
Yep.
Just a little more dressing.
Yep.
But something.
But not that wasn't far off.
No.
I will be back just to maybe even have a cocktail and a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'd be a good place just to meet up with some friends.
Absolutely. So we were talking earlier about next week. You're going to be gone. You're going to be outside the country.
I am going to be...
And you're going to put on 30 pounds, or you're not let back in the country. I'm going to call ahead.
Here's the crazy...
I'm going to put you on the no-fly list, unless this fat.
With the wind chill, it's almost a 100-degree difference between what it is there.
Oh, a friend of mine, because right now, for people that don't know, Minnesota right now is part of this huge cold snap that the whole country's going under.
But we are in the deepest of
deep. Yeah, we're in the eye of the storm.
Right.
It got down to negative 20 something. It just air temperature.
24, negative 24 last night.
Yeah, and then with the wind chill, we're in the negative high 40s.
We hit negative 50.
Did we hit negative 50?
Yes, we did.
I'm so proud of
it. So we got that going on for us, which is nice.
And well, if you think about it, I'm going to steal this from a friend of mine on Facebook. There was a 100-degree difference between outside and inside of my house today.
Right.
Because I did everything I could to keep that about mid 60s.
Jesus.
I'm so glad we have gas.
Yeah, where I'm going next week, it's 85.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking of you.
Yeah. Well, but you're going to be down in Mexico. Yeah. You're going to be really drunk. Working the Instagram.
Yes.
Which combined with the drunk is going to be very entertaining. Please limit the pornography.
Here's a picture of my penis.
I didn't say eliminate. I said limit.
Here's a picture of my penis with no filter.
And then here's my penis in a pool filter for some reason, because I'm that drunk. So I don't know if we're going to do a show next week. I'm working on guests and things like that, but we might just take the week off.
When we do come back, though, we're doing Midtown Global Market.
That's right, yes. We're going to do Midtown Global Market. We're also going to do our listener's choice.
Yep.
And some other fun stuff.
Yes.
So... Speaking of Instagram, we recommend you follow us on the Instagrams. Instagram.com/wellfedguide.
Oh, we'll get us on the Instagrams right now.
Please do. What are we doing? Oh, yes, the Foursquare. Foursquare.com/wellfedguide to life. Facebook.com/wellfedguide to life. And Twitter.com/wellfedguide FPG. Got a big rash and new followers on the Twitter, which is awesome. Let us know what you think of the show, because a weird amount of people follow us on Twitter and didn't even know we were doing a show. Which I find bizarre every time it happens. Anyway, thank you as always for listening. Thank you to the good people at Energizer for making a battery that should have died 20 minutes ago.
Amazing.
So I'm excited for that. Anyway, thank you as always for listening. And we'll see you next week.